Bob Butler has been the mayor of Marion since 1963. The 88-year-old says during that time, he has a record of accomplishment.
Business continues to increase, expand, and grow. And, of course, this is great for two or three reasons. One, it creates jobs. Another is that it creates more sales tax for the city, general fund operation.
One of his challengers is 63-year-old commercial real estate broker Ann Colburn, who has lived in Marion for over 30 years. She says a number of business people approached her about running because of the need for a new vision.
People have felt that having the same leadership in place for half of a century was probably long enough, so to speak, and they just felt like that we need new blood.
In fact, Colburn says she's a big believer in term limits, saying she would only serve a maximum of 2 terms in office. The other challenger, 57-year-old Charlie Montgomery, is a semi-retired former federal correctional officer and contract officer who has lived in Marion for 40 years. He says he has some new ideas that could benefit Marion and the area.
I'd like to see us get some regional projects with Harrisburg and Carbondale and Heron and the other cities in between.
Montgomery helps take care of his elderly mother and his son, who is a disabled Air Force veteran. Because of that, quality health care is a major priority of his. Montgomery says he'd like to use some of the land near Heartland Regional Medical Center to construct some specialized health care facilities.
Like a children's hospital, an Alzheimer's hospital, possibly some satellite hospitals, like Barnes Hospital, a trauma center.
One of the talking points during the campaign has been the city's debt, which Colburn says she learned from a Freedom of Information Act request stands at $58 million. She says she's concerned about the lack of transparency in the current administration.
The people in Marion, the response that I've had from them is, you know, we are so glad that you submitted this Freedom of Information Act request. We were clueless. Even some of my top-notch clients here in Marion, investors, people who own businesses, they said, and we are kept in the dark here. We had no idea how much we owed as taxpayers.
Butler says much of the debt is in the form of bonds to grow the city in terms of the Cultural and Civic Center, the Hub Recreation Center, the Pavilion, the Carnegie Library, the city's share of the Morgan Avenue and I-57 projects, and even to build a new sewer treatment plant as mandated by the EPA. He says with all that, Standard & Poor's has given the city a favorable AA- credit rating.
They said that the way things are, a substantial portion of the city's debt would be paid off in 5 years, which kills the innuendo that the posterity for generations are going to be saddled with debt. That is a myth.
Butler takes exception to the claims that his administration lacks transparency. He says he has complied with the law.
Under the law, we are entitled to have executive sessions and to keep those things confidential. Now, if the people who make that statement to my opponents do not understand the law, that is their problem, not ours.
All three candidates want to bring more jobs to Marion. Montgomery says he wants to bring more industry to town.
I've set a goal for 10 of them. I know that's not going to be an easy one. I thought about hiring a marketing director.
Colburn says she has a passion for business development.
Been a commercial real estate broker for the past almost 12 years, and I love business development, job creation, and that's pretty much how I arrived at my decision to run.
Butler says he has a track record of business success that his two challengers cannot meet.
Neither of my opponents have anything that they can point to in the record where they have accomplished or developed anything, to my knowledge. So, people have a choice, my record or my opponent's record. Very simple.
Voters go to the polls on April 7th. Brad Palmer, WSIU Radio News.